Okay, here we go. Perek Vav in Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos. So we are in a halacha test. We're discussing the halachas of Tochin. Okay? The halacha of Tochin is to take something and make mash it into small little pieces. We discussed last time that, at least according to the Chazanish, the way we pass in halacha l'maisa, you have to worry about also mashing a banana. Is also going to be the problem of Tochin. So over here in Sif Taz, it says the following. Here's the Yakush Nizrakku Me'oda Yidei Abishal. If you cooked peiros until they became very soft before Shabbos, obviously, they nochin me'oli risik. And therefore, to merasik them, to mush them, is going to come very easy. Nifka mehem iser tchina. The iser tchina has already left them. But lachem mutalim roch peiros mevushalim al prusas lechem echadom. You can take a cooked fruit. If a cooked apple, you could spread it onto your bread on Shabbos. That's not going to be a problem because it's already basically be considered tochen because you cooked it before Shabbos. Now, however, also lavir yirakos tapuchi adoma mivushalim derech mesanenet amanat laraskim dakdak. However, to push it through some type of sift or sieve, yet is going to be usur to do on Shabbos. Why? If we just said there's no real problem of tochin over here, why can't I put it through these devices? He says, even though they're already cooked and they're very easy to smash. Since you're dealing with a kli miyuchad, anytime you have a kli miyuchad for a malacha, we saw this by a kli miyuchad for borer. So too over here, if you have a kli miyuchad for tochin that crashes things into small pieces, it is also going to be usher to use on Shabbos. It's only going to be mutter to smash them with a fork. Either it has to be already ground a little bit before Shabbos, or it has to be cooked to the point where it's very easy to mash them, and then it's going to be mutter. It's not going to be a problem of tochein mutter l'machem l'rak b'yadid amazek l'af b'shinav. You're even allowed to use the front of the fork. You don't need a shinui gomer. Shinui gomer is not only used the front of the fork, but it's used the handle of the fork. Over here, one shinui is going to be good. The fact that you're not using something that normally mashes things, the front of the fork is going to be mutter. Now, tochein is the problem, as we said before, is taking something and smashing it down. However, they discuss, what about something that was already ground one time, but then it comes back together? Okay, and then it comes back together. Is there still a problem to be tochein it again? And the kalacha is, we paskin ein tochein achar tochein. Once something has been ground one time, it is mutter to grind it a second time, even though it came back together again. Okay, a good example is chocolate. Chocolate was a chocolate bean beforehand. They crush it down to a powder, and then they turn it into chocolate, and they make it into a chocolate bar. I'm allowed to smash my chocolate into small little pieces. That's going to be mutter, because if ain't tochin achar tochin. That's the lach over here in Sif Yud Aleph. Ochlin shemechino tam b'chomei chomer tachun. Something that is used from something that was already ground. Kigon lechem. Bread. It was obviously ground already into flour, and then made it to bread. Matzo, biskvitim. Mutter latzel leforim b'shabbos v'kli she'enu miyuchal lekach. As long as you don't need to use a kli miyuchal lekach, you're allowed to smash them down on Shabbos. Kigom mesakin kedei leochlem b'bayon, like with a knife to eat them for that day. V'afilim ein b'dayt lechom otim. You're doing it right away. Avo lo yishtamis letzorchos of a kli miyuchad kigom megaredet. You're not allowed to use something of a grater in order to grate this down to size. What in the gabi shokolad? The same thing. By chocolate would be the same thing. Sukar, gvishi, or gushi melach, shisav oikev lachut. Or whether you have sugar that clumped together, or salt that clumped together that was once ground before. However, it goes on to say that there are certain salts. Okay, you have to know them. And see, certain salts were never ground together, and therefore it becomes a clump of salt. To go ahead and grind it might be a problem on Shabbos. Okay, that's what he says in the end over here. And also pepper and things like that. To go ahead and grind them on Shabbos is going to be usher. If you have one of those pepper grinders we discussed earlier on, the ones that come in the bottle and you have like a built-in grinder to it, that is a chashash iser daraisa of tochein on Shabbos. Fine, yud base. Divrei machal mi gidulei karka shenismachu heitav erev Shabbos. If you have things that are gidulei karka that became soft on erev Shabbos, o shenismachu b'shabbos bet, or somehow they became soft and ground on Shabbos with some type of het. Both of them, like we discussed earlier on, like you do is a double shinui. Mutter la frida mishabbos lechalakim katanim v'derek shenoy lasos b'chol. You're allowed to separate. Now it comes back together again. You're allowed to separate it into small little pieces again. Uvachli shtamish be'echad akelim. You don't look kach once again as long as you don't use a kli miyuchad lefikach. What would be an example for this? A banana shenitmaka b'erev Shabbos. You had a banana and it became completely soft on Erev Shabbos. It's not in its heart for already. It already got mushed on Erev Shabbos. Oh, b'shabbos is over on mutter. Or it happened on Shabbos in a mutter way. Mutter l'chotcha b'shabbos l'chatikos dakos. Now it hardens a little bit. You're allowed to cut it up into small little pieces. That's not going to be problematic on Shabbos. Now, the last lach over here, you'd give more. Sorry, two more. Daisa soles orez okemach tiras. If you have some type of like cereal or hot cereal, you have rice that is been ground, or it is full, whole grain rice. Okemach tiras, or you have corn flour. Okay, shehukna erev Shabbos and has already been cooked on erev Shabbos. Okay, these have been prepared on erev Shabbos. You have cooked rice, you have rice flour, you have corn flour that has been cooked for erev Shabbos. And it's dry right now. Mutter latzeket ala b'Shabbos mayim chamim. You're allowed to pour hot water over these things on Shabbos. We all the kinds of ain bishul achar bishul is already cooked one time. You're allowed to cook them again. Afilu mikli rishon, even if it's in rishon, ulu ari bakadei l'dalla. And you're allowed to add water in order to water them down. Umutter leforo at the goshim shabbat be'ezert kaf mitzlachas. And after you pour water in, a lot of times it becomes clumpy again. After it becomes clumpy, you could take out the clumps again, even with the help of a spoon. You just should not take out the clumps out of the mixture, because then that's going to be a problem of borer. You're taking the bad clumps out of the good. Unless you're planning eating the clumps, then there would be mutter mishum eser brera. If you have hot cereal that is already very watered down, then you can only pour hot water on it from a klisheni. That is a din in hilchos bishul, because we hold yesh bishul acher bishul b'davar lach, like we learned earlier on in the Shmir Shabbos. Umotel ha'achnis is the daisa l'toch mayim chamish b'klisheni. You can put the daisa into a hot water that is found in a klisheni. You doubt. Ochlim she'ina megidulei karkov. You have food that is not grown from the ground. Everything we discuss up until now in Hilchos Tochen are all vegetables, fruits that grow originally from the ground. However, if you have something that is not grown from the ground, meat, cheese, all these type of products that do not grow from the ground, you're allowed to smash them on Shabbos. Ulam lo b'kli miyuchan l'kachlo, so long as you don't use a specific kli that is meant to mash meat and cheese. You can even use your fork to mash these things on Shabbos. Beitzo, basaro, dagim. You could take your hard-boiled egg and mash it into small pieces on Shabbos. Because once again, the concept is, if it's not gedulei karka, it's not subject to the iser of tochen. Even if his das is to eat it later on, you could still grind these things. So, but you would not be able to take a clump of cheese and grind them with the grinder. That's going to be aser, because that is a kli miyuchad lekach. However, to use your fork, then that is absolutely going to be mutter. Let's go very quickly through the short perek zayin of Tchina and Yontif. Okay? Tchina, Tchina, Yontif, perek zayin, Allah ha'alaf. Chilukoi tchina yesh legabi tchina b'yontif bein ochlin shein gedulei karka lebein ochlin shein gedulei karka. There's a difference between things, once again, that are grown from the ground and things that are not grown from the ground. Bein ochlin shein iskalka legarmim chana kodin lechag bein ochlin shein iskalka aval batamam yifok. And there's a difference on Yontif. The difference between Yontif and Shabbos is things that if you don't do it, if you would do it an Erev Yontif, it would not be as good as if you eat it on Yontif. If you would do it on Yontif itself, we're going to have a heter to go ahead and grind things on Yontif that would have lost its flavor if we grinded it before Yontif. That means, as we'll see an example, we'll get to it in just 1 second. Base. Ochlim shem gedulei karka, things that grow from the ground. But they would become bad if you grind them on Erev Yontif. They become bad if you do it on Erev Yontif. Kigon banana. If you go ahead and you mash bananas on Erev Yontif, you can imagine what they're going to look like on Yontif. They're going to be very brown and very gross. No one's going to want to eat them. So tapuche eitz b'tzalim, or by apples or onions. Mutter litchonotam ba'ofen sh'ragil atochle miyotachol. You're allowed to grind them in its normal way on Yontif. This is the big difference between Yontif and Shabbos. When you're preparing ochel nefesh, things that would be bad if you did it on Erev Yontif, you are allowed to do it on Yontif. And over here, if it's going to be really bad, you're not going to be able to eat it, it's going to be mikul kal, you're allowed to do it in its normal way on Yontif to go ahead and grind.
Like
Dainu, but banana gam b'shinim hazleg. You take your fork and mash your banana. Tapuche eitz gam b'pumya. You're allowed to use a grater to grate an apple. But sel gam b'saking gedola. You use a big knife to grind your onions. Amyuchal lekach. V'gam nachtocho do dak. Dak, you can even cut it up into a very small piece. Like Moshe Ragi lasas b'yimachol. Mutter. You could even put vegetables through a sifter, sieve, in order to make them very pureed and things like that. You could potatoes in order to make it into mashed potatoes on Yontif. You could mush them until they're like mashed potatoes. That's going to be mutter on Yontif. Even if it's not samach to the suda, that's also going to be mutter. It's only going to be mutter if you do it for that day alone. Fine. Gimel. The next level down. It's ochal that is gedulei karka, but it is not something that is going to become mikul kal if you did an Erev Yontif. Aval tamen yipol. However, it's not going to taste as good if you would do it on Yontif, if you do it on Erev Yontif, as if you would wait to do it on Yontif. If you do it on Yontif itself, it's going to be more fresh, it's going to taste better. If you do it on Erev Yontif, it still tastes fine, but would not taste as good. What's the law? What's the examples? It says like this. Aval tamen yipol lumetz lemiksas, even if it's a little bit, can go in cafe, like coffee, chazeres v'tavling, certain spices. And like horseradish and things like that, if you would grind it on Erev Yontif, it's going to lose some of its sharpness if you would do it on Yontif itself. Therefore, you're allowed to grind these things on Yontif. Over here, though, you need a little bit of a shinui. Before it's going to be mikukal, you don't even need a shinui Yontif. If it's going to become just tamam yifog, it's going to not taste as good, you're allowed to do it on Yontif, but with a shinui. You just do it in a different manner, as we'll soon see in Siv Zayin. What are types of shinuis when it comes to tochin? L'dugma, hayaragil b'mota choli garo chazeres b'pumya al gabi tzelachet. If you normally do during the week, what you do is you grind your horseradish with a grater on a plate, and it goes directly on the plate. So you get a Rabbi Yontov, al gabi pieces niyar, al gabi mapa. On Yontov, you'll do it without a plate. You'll put on a piece of wax paper, and you'll do it onto the wax paper on Yontov. That's good enough shinui. You're not doing it the normal way you do. Oh, you got to feel agavi tzalachad, or you could even do it on a plate. Or you could take it and just turn the grater upside down and do it upside down. You have to show some type of shinui in order to matter you to do it on Yontov. And over here, it's only mutter if you do it for that day. If you're doing it for after Yom, it's always going to be awesome. Doubt. Ochlim she gedule karka v'einu mitkalkalin. Now you have ochlim she gedule karka. Third level. They're not going to mitkalkal. V'gan tamen lo yipog. And also, it's not even going to taste any worse if you did it on Erev Yontif as you would do it on Yontif. E mitkalkalam kol Yontif. Gozimom b'chei melech. If you chop up nuts. It's no different if you chop up the nuts on Erev Yontif or you chop it on Yontif. Minadin litchonatam kodem lechag. Minadin, you have to do it on erev chag. Vein liso chamash yochel litchon bechag al yidei shinui. Not to be somech to do it on al yidei chag on shinui. Burak b'di'evit. Over here, it's going to be the by the second category where it's going to yifug tamam lechatzchila. You're allowed to wait to do it on yontif with a shinui. Over here, when it's not going to lose its taste at all, you're not allowed to do it lechatzchila. Only b'di'evit if you forgot to chop it up before yontif, you're allowed to now do it on yontif with a shinui. Even with a kli miyuchad lekach, v'ushi yase zot al yidei shinoi. V'gam kan letzarech oto ayom bilvad, only for that day alone. Now, tochin acher tochin, ochin shem gedulei karka, mechino tam yichomer tachun. Kona kol divri mafa nefa b'tvun tachuna, any baked product that originally comes from grains, obviously, that were turned into flour. You're allowed to do tochin acher tochin just like on Shabbos. So to on Yontif, even in the way normal way now you do it during the chol, you could also do it on Yontif. Even if it's a kli miyuchad lekach, you're only allowed to do how much you need for that day alone. Just be careful of borer after you do tchina. If you have clumps, don't take out the clumps. That would be a problem of borer even on Yontif. Vav. Ochlin she'enam gedulei karka. Now moving on to food that is not gedulei karka. Hopefully we talk about gedulei karka. Three levels. Things that are going to go bad, things that are going to lose its taste a little bit, and things that are not going to lose its taste at all. Now moving on to things that are not gedulei karka. So just like on Shabbos is mutter, so kal v'chomer on yontif it's going to be mutter. Kigon beitzim, baser, dogim, gvina kasha. Mutter litchon, you're allowed to grind. Even lechatchila with a fork. Kedarko mebli l'shanot, the normal way that you normally do it on yontif, on during the week, you're allowed to do it on yontif even without a shuni. Mutter lasakin gamim tamal lo yifog. Even if it's not going to lose its taste, it is also going to be mutter. And the last halacha, halacha zayin, ochlin shirgin litchonoto b'matchina. Things that you normally use with a grinder or a mincer, like basar v'dagim, matzah. Anything like this, the way to do them, you should prepare them from before yontif. Okay? If you're going to use a grinder or a mincer, it's a real kli that grinds, it does a good grinding job, you should do it before yontif. If you didn't do it before yontif, you're allowed to use like a balabites mincer. Okay? As long as you don't use like something that you use like in a factory. You should do a little shinigonitchonotamagabinier, like we said before. You do it with a piece of paper, or you do it onto the tablecloth, not onto the plate, little tochkli. In terms of grinding coffee, if you have coffee beans, to grind the coffee beans, tovli manishtavish benchan becholofen, you should not do it at all on yontif. Ad kan for today. We are done with Hilchos Tochen Bezrat Hashem. We'll move on to Hilchos Lisha next time. One of the more difficult halachas in Hilchos Shabbos, but also very halacha l'maaseh. Ad kan for today.